Divine Office, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him.
As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord, purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them fine as dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
Long life to the Lord, my Rock. Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from violent men, so I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, our strength and salvation, put in us the flame of your love and make our love for you grow to a perfect love which reaches to our neighbor.
May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever.
The thoughts of my heart are always before you, O Lord.
You are my help and my redeemer.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Pray perseveringly. Be attentive to prayer. And pray in a spirit of thanksgiving. Pray for us too, that God may provide us with an opening to proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am a prisoner. Pray that I may speak it clearly, as I must. Be prudent in dealing with outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your speech be always gracious and in good taste, and strive to respond properly to all who address you. Tychicus, our dear brother, our faithful minister and fellow slave in the Lord, will give you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this purpose and to comfort your hearts. With him is Onesimus, our dear and faithful brother, who is one of you. They will tell you all that has happened here. Aristarchus, who is a prisoner along with me, sends you greetings. So does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, make him welcome. Jesus, known also as Justice, sends greetings. These are the only circumcised ones among those who are working with me for the kingdom of God. They have been a great comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, sends greetings. He is a servant of Christ Jesus who is always pleading earnestly in prayer that you will stand firm, that you will be perfect, and have full conviction about whatever pertains to God's will. I can certainly testify how solicitous he is for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, our dear physician, sends you greetings. So does Demas. Give our best wishes to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nymphas and the assembly that meets at his house. Once this letter has been read to you, see that it is read in the assembly of the Laodiceans as well, and that you yourselves read the letter that is coming from Laodicea. To Archippus say, take care to discharge the ministry you have received in the Lord. This greeting is from Paul. In my own hand, remember my chains. Grace be with you. The word of the Lord.
Let us pray for one another that God may give us an opportunity to proclaim the mystery of Christ. May the Lord open our lips that we may declare God's praises.
To proclaim the mystery of Christ.
The second reading is from a conference to her spiritual daughters. I will tell you what is my own great help. I once read or heard that an interior life means but the continuation of our Savior's life in us. That the great object of all his mysteries is to merit for us the grace of his interior life and communicate it to us, it being the end of his mission to lead us into the sweet land of promise, a life of constant union with himself. And what was the first rule of our dear Savior's life? You know it was to do his Father's will. Well, then, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner he wills. And thirdly, to do it because it is his will. I know what his will is by those who direct me. Whatever they bid me do, if it is ever so small in itself, is the will of God for me. Then do it in the manner he wills it. Not sewing an old thing as if it were new, or a new thing as if it were old. Not fretting because the oven is too hot, or in a fuss because it is too cold. You understand? Not flying and driving because you are hurried. Not creeping like a snail because no one pushes you. Our dear Savior was never in extremes. The third object is to do his will because God wills it. That is, to be ready to quit at any moment and to do anything else to which you may be called. You think it very hard to lead a life of such restraint unless you keep your eye of faith always open. Perseverance is a great grace. To go on gaining and advancing every day, we must be resolute and bear and suffer as our blessed forerunners did. Which of them gained heaven without a struggle? What are our real trials? By what name shall we call them? One cuts herself out a cross of pride. Another, one of causeless discontent. Another, one of restless impatience or peevish fretfulness. But is the whole any better than children's play if looked at with the common eye of faith? Yet we know certainly that our God calls us to a holy life, that he gives us every grace, every abundant grace. And though we are so weak of ourselves, this grace is able to carry us through every obstacle and difficulty. But we lack courage to keep a continual watch over nature. And therefore, year after year, with our 1,000 graces, multiplied resolutions, and fair promises, we run around in a circle of misery and imperfections. After a long time in the service of God, we come nearly to the point from whence we set out, and perhaps with even less ardor for penance and mortification than when we began our consecration to him. You are now in your first set out. Be above the vain fears of nature and efforts of your enemy. You are children of eternity. Your immortal crown awaits you, and the best of fathers waits there to reward your duty and love. You may indeed sow here in tears, but you may be sure there to reap in joy. The time is growing short, so we must rejoice as though we were not rejoicing. We must work in the world, yet without becoming immersed in it.
For the world as we know it is passing away.
We have not adopted the spirit of the world, for the world as we know it is passing away.
Let us pray. O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton's burning zeal to find you, grant by her intercession and example that we may always seek you with diligent love and find you in daily service with sincere faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.